draußen ich mich nur wirklich auf Hütchen konzentrieren so. Und dann den Rest mir erstmal vergessen halt.
A young German man being released from jail pledges to concentrate on building a new life with his girlfriend in a scene from Beyond Reason, which is in the main competition at the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries. The gripping film maps the experience of three troubled youths as they attempt, with varying degrees of success, to build new lives on the outside. I discuss the idea behind Beyond Reason with its Dutch director, Daniel Abma, who previously worked as a counselor at the facility.
I used to work in that prison, and the people working there, they always told me, like 80% of the people who get released from jail, in about a year, they're back in prison again. And I couldn't believe that. I was like, hey, they're young people with good ideas, with power, with capacities. So I just didn't believe those statistics, and I wanted to find out if it's true or not. So I started filming three guys from the day of their release out of prison to take a look how the resocialization process works or doesn't work in Germany.
For these guys, what's the hardest part about, as you say, resocialization?
Everything is really hard because they don't have a clue of what's going to happen. With one of the guys, there was no monitoring at all. Nobody helped him. He was all alone in Berlin, big city. He didn't even know how the subway system functions. He was really all on his own. If you're just getting released out of prison and you don't know how everything works, it's just you won't make it in society, I guess.
I was shocked as a viewer by one or two scenes and one or two things that I heard. Was that also your experience making the film?
All the time. I have never seen somebody taking drugs on this way they do it.
Or cooking up drugs in front of their baby.
Exactly. Yeah, first I didn't. Also, when we watched the material after recording, like sometimes at the moment when we were recording it, I didn't see it because it all went so normal. It was just daily life for them. It was not, oh, I'm doing something secretly. Not at all.
There's one scene where in the next room, one of these guys hits his girlfriend. You can hear that. Were you at all inclined to intervene at that moment?
This guy had his microphone still on. He didn't know we were recording. And I was not listening either. So we could not intervene because we didn't know it happened.
What have been the reactions to screenings of the film in Germany?
Very positive, but also very... One of the protagonists who is very famous in Germany, famous in a negative way.
Because he killed somebody in a terrible way.
Exactly. And all Germany knows about this file, about this case. The reactions from the audience are sometimes a bit like with distance towards this person, which I can totally understand. But he is also a human being, and I just want to show his life as well, without judging. And I guess the film shows a lot about his life right now, and shows also that he maybe did not change his ideology.
He was a Nazi.
He was a Nazi, and there is still something left, I would say, unfortunately. And that's also what the audience sees, and that's making them a bit... Sometimes I get some critical voices like, hey, but do you give a platform to a Nazi here? I don't agree with this at all. I just show this life. It's not about the past, it is about the future. And he says his opinion, he says he changed. But if you read through his lines, you see he didn't change that much, unfortunately.
Documentary maker Daniel Abma,